Hello, everybody. This is Kaylee, and we have officially finished VoiceOver February. And ooh, what a month it was. So, now is the time in which I just review over everything, what went well, what went not necessarily bad, but things that I can improve on, and then what is to come. So, what went well? Well, I believe that what I've learned in this month is that I do have a very good sense of what would be popular and what is not in terms of audios, and I think that my quality of audios has improved immensely throughout the month, basically on what everything I did. And I am very proud of myself that I planned, for the most part, all the audios, except towards the last week it became more improv-ish just because, I was in the process of moving, and then that kind of got in the way of everything because timing became an issue, as well as finding a place to record in which it was quiet, and I got very tired because most of the time, the only times I could do it was in the night after I had moved everything, and it was kind of hard, but that's okay. And in terms of social media, I've learned how to do Reddit, and that's something I'd never done before, and then I'm also still on Tumblr, but I dropped Instagram. I dropped Instagram altogether because it just became very annoying and time-consuming, so it just became redundant, so I dropped it. And now, what's on my social media now? I got Reddit, YouTube, Tumblr, Soundgasm, and Pornhub, which we're gonna see if that's gonna survive, just because this month I released an erotic sequel to Victoria's Secret Is That She's Scared, and I was a bit nervous to post it because that was my first time. And okay, so I posted it in the morning. I didn't think about it. I just went about my day packing and stuff, and then I go to sleep, and then the next morning I go to my Soundgasm, and then 800 plays. And I'm like, holy shit. So yes, I knew that there was a market for it. I mean, I listened to Cardlin Audio and Nahuo's Thinks and Grey Knight, a bunch of other people. But I didn't think that I'd get anything, really. I didn't know what to expect. And that ended up being my most popular audio besides Good Girl the whole month. So I was surprised, but I'm very pleased on how that turned out. And so what's to come is that I'm planning on uploading only once a week, because uploading an audio every day, it did get very tiring. I'm proud that I was able to accomplish it and that I proved that I can do it. But just, I feel like from now on, once or twice a week is fine. And I have some series planned. I have written out a few things a couple years ago, actually, but I've never actually done anything with it, and so I'm turning them into audio role plays. And the first one, which you have seen part one, is Only Natural, which is a very dark, not safe for work kind of thing. And then the second one, I'm debating on whether or not to make it DDLG or ABDL or a combination of the two. But it's more likely going to be like a one-shot kind of series, but it has a storyline. It's under like the same premise instead of making one-shots, just because I like to add stories to things. And I also want to do more readings. I planned on doing The Little Mermaid, but it just didn't work out because I was moving and stuff. But copyright-free kind of stories I'm trying to look up, and that way I can do that, make some kind of like audiobook series or something, because I like to do something different. And so that is my plan. So in summary, I really like doing this. I want to keep going. Instagram is gone, and now you can find all my information on my website that I built. I'll put the link in the description, and I am also going to add a page onto there where I'm explaining everything if this is your first time, because I know that when I first came across ASMR audio role plays, I was like, what the fuck? And I had to do a little research of my own. So if I can do that for you guys, awesome. So audio is improved. Website, no more Instagram. Social media is going great. I'm gaining traction. I'll be uploading series and audiobooks and among other things once a week. But first, I'm going to take a break. So I believe that's all I have to say. So, Voice Up of February was a success, and maybe I'll see you next year. See ya.